Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. We are back here at 1040 Oak Street. The wind looked like it subsided here at Oak Street. It always works out well for us. It's been a great couple weeks for us. Want to give a shout out to my man from the Mercado that has blessed us with meat. DP got his plethora of package. We got beef jerky out the gills. And we got plenty of steaks and so forth and beef from the Mercado. So we appreciate them, their support, and all the things they do. We appreciate all the sponsors here at The Ticket from 1890. Who else we got?
I mean, big thanks to Kevin Meyer.
Kevin Meyer.
Coming in.
You got
Upside.
Upside. Upside. We got everybody.
Lincoln Stars.
Lincoln Stars.
They're a sponsor, but they're friends of the show.
Yeah. UBT. Everybody that has helped this thing get to where it's at. And obviously been able to talk to some sports and stuff like that. But, Austin, we are dead into spring football. Matt Rhule spoke today to the media, talked about different players, the quarterback situation. He talked about guys that have surprised him at times, talked about the offensive line. I think he said that has done pretty well, been pretty consistent, and that's what you want. And so I think one of the biggest things, obviously, one of the good things out there that came out was he said Chief Borders has been a good surprise. That means he's, stepped up his game. That's good. I always say there's money to be had, reps to be had, and plays to be made at that position, the jack position, with Princewell out this spring, not out, but, obviously working his way back in. It's a chance to earn some playing time, earn some credibility, earn some respect throughout the whole team. And that's what you should be doing every year. And no matter if you're Nash or Ty coming back or Buford, Buford's a little bit different because he came back late in the season, but still, he was a big part of the team even when he wasn't playing. Or Isaac Gifford, or even a young freshman, or like a Malachi Coleman, or Jalen Lloyd, who seems to be just lighting everybody up every single day. Look, it's not just one day, it's every day he's giving you work. Or Thomas Fedoni, you have to earn your stripes or earn your keep every day, and that's what they're trying to do. And so it's really good to see somebody like Chief Borders, came in and played some last year. Like to see probably some more consistency, obviously took the challenge and he's able to circumstantially, take advantage of his time right now. And so that you'd like that from everybody, and so you need to have that in every position group and every player.
We've heard a lot, Jay, over the last few off seasons about all the leadership that Nebraska has. And I don't want to, discount that or shortchange that. But at some point, someone's got to step up and be a leader on the field. Go make a play. It's great that Nebraska has guys that hold guys to standards and they're accountable in practice and their habits are good. Play.
You heard people there.
But go sack Austin, someone. Yeah, Austin, go pick a pass off.
Yeah, go see. Go knock the head off, right, Austin?
Please. Yeah.
I think the best thing is what you want is you want guys to be, motivated. You want guys to care about the team and also be a good teammate. And I think that, in this day and age of our social media, individual, I only worry about myself. I'm only here to get mine. You will hear it all the time because we talk about basketball. I got to get mine. I got to, play my game. I'm worried about my bag and all these stupid things that they're saying. Because whether you think LeBron's the best of all time, second, third, or fourth, he had the best. Him and Steph Curry had the best quote about that. Basketball is meant to be played 5-on-5. So all the stuff you're doing is irrelevant, right? Now, how does that correlate to football? Well, if you're only worried about yourself, then that's great and all. If you're what? Operating individually, thinking collectively. Why? I would be lying to you if I ever said I didn't want to play my best game in part for myself. Why? I worked hard for it. I made sacrifices for it. I dedicated myself to it. I've, made ultimate sacrifices, where there's relationships or just, not being a regular college student. being, you know, focused for the betterment. That's what I want my reward. But I always did it for the betterment of the team. Mm-hmm. And I worked hard because I owed my teammates that. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted to let them down. So if you can get that, that's what you want. And, you know, you got to be, you have to have the guys, your older guys, not only set the example, lead by example, but hold everybody and then themselves accountable. Mm-hmm. And don't be afraid. And what it can't be, you can't have thin skin playing football or any sport, or in life, really. I mean, you can, but, you know, just in a football environment, you have 130 guys. That's your, like, family. Mm-hmm. You know, what you do outside of football, say you're just walking up the street, you know, down the street, that's one thing. Well, when you go to the stadium, you're like in a hospital. You know, that's their family, right? Not everything's going to be perfect. And there's going to be, you know, disagreements. There's going to be, you know, times that, you know, you have a bad day and you might jump on somebody. But at the end of the day, that's your brother or, you know, in their case, your sister or whatever it is. You have got to be able to be coached. You have got to be able to be questioned. You've got to be able to be motivated. And you got to be able to be let somebody else do all those things I said previously and not think twice about it.
Mm-hmm. It has to be habit. It has to be just the default setting. And right. I like what you're saying about that LeBron and Steph quote. Basketball is meant to be played 5-on-5. Football is meant to be played 11-on-11.
Right.
Offensive coordinators know if there's a defensive guy who's gambling for his stats.
Right.
Defensive guys knows if there's an offensive guy who's loafing his blocks. Yeah. You know, and a play's not coming his way. So you can get around the edge and make that backside
tackle. Or a receiver. He's like, oh, you know he's not getting the ball because he's...
The Steelers situation.
His body language.
Yeah.
Not even doing anything. That's... Yeah, but you know what? Then Pickens somehow turned it on and get his. But not doing what you need to do to be a good teammate is 1,000% being a bad teammate and being selfish. Mm. It is. Because... whether it's basketball, whether it's football, whether it's hockey, whether it's volleyball, baseball, if you're not doing everything that you're asked to do and then some to be the best you, so Austin or Jay Foreman, you're a horrible teammate. Mm-hmm. So and what people only think about is like, okay, I'm in the weight room. Okay, that's fine. Are you eating right? Are you eating on time? Are you waking up on time? Are you going to bed on time? Are you hydrating? Are you resting? Are you recovering? Is your homework done? Your schoolwork done? Right? Then, are you doing your football homework? Okay? Are you not only just watching, say, like, you have install, just say for today, Thursday's install. Okay. Or are you making sure you got that down pat and then maybe getting ahead? Right? Or going back and making sure that you know the things that you put in maybe in week one or week two down pat that it all kind of goes together. And you have to do that. And if somebody's making consistent mistakes, or not giving you effort, or somebody, there was a player here before that I wonder, you know, they would tell you they struggled keeping their weight on. I would say you're lying, because there's no way that you, with what they have and the science and the, you know, all the support, right? There's no way that you have a weight problem. So what you have is a dedication problem. So that means you're only worried about yourself. So if you go home on spring break, right, it could work both ways. We've seen guys in the offseason, even in the pros, right? I talked about Jamie Nails, right? What really set him apart where he started to become a starter in the NFL is where he became a better teammate. Well, in his excuses, I'm playing behind Reuben Brown. He might have been playing behind, like, Dusty Ziegler and those guys that started, you know, and guaranteed starters. So, you know, instead of coming back at 360, 365, well, he comes at 385 because you succumbed to being okay at being a backup. But when he dedicated himself, he started, played better, and ended up being a starter in the NFL. Now, Jamie Nails was always a great teammate. But once the light came on, it really shined brighter. And the reason why I say this is, like, you have guys that go sometimes in the off season and they don't eat. They don't train, they don't sleep, and then you lose, like, muscle mass and muscle. Well, then you come back and just say, you know, you lose, let's just say you lose 10 pounds. That's no different than going and gaining 15 pounds as far as being overweight. Mm-hmm. How are you a good teammate?
Because then you got to be playing catch up just to get back to where you should. Right.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ben, to begin with.
Right. So you're 2, 3, 4 months behind. How can I trust you? I used to have this conversation with him. You tell me you want to go to the league, right? But you show me you don't. Mm-hmm. You tell me that you got, that you have, that you want, you want NFL, but you got like, street free agent work ethic. Mm. You got part-time work ethic, brother. That ain't going to work.
I know you've shared the story of, not lifting weights when you first got to campus. Was that the light bulb going on for you?
Well, I saw Troy Dumas. I saw Dante Jones. I saw my man Dwayne Harris. I saw some of the guys that came in as freshmen. And then I looked at myself. I'm like, damn, Jay, you just look just weak. I was. Now, I will tell you this. Some high schools at that time had weight programs. I really didn't. I had to work because I had to pay for my own car, so I had to get a job. Mm-hmm. I played basketball. That's not excuses. That's just reality. Now, could I have figured out times to go get me out of work? Sure. Now, I will tell you this, and we'll go to break out of this. When I committed to Nebraska, I told Coach Osmond,
We can go a while. We got till 40 if you want.
Okay, we'll go to 40. I told him, I was like, man, you stuck with me, brother. I ain't going to mess up this scholarship, so I'm here. So I was just, and this is also a problem. Not a problem, but this also was my immature mindset. I committed to Nebraska, they committed to me. I still worked out and ran because my biggest thing is I wanted to make the 300-yard shuttle. Mm. Because I looked at it as I knew I needed the red shirt. I didn't even know if I was going to make it, be a good player because, I was the first guy to go big time college since John Alt went to Notre Dame. And I think it was like 10, 15 years. It might even been before that.
Joe Alt's dad?
Joe Alt, yeah. I mean, he went to Notre Dame. I think it was even before. I think it was him. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But everybody was like, oh, you're going to a national powerhouse. You got to think. Minnesota didn't offer me until Nebraska did. Mm-hmm. Michigan State and all those guys offered me because I knocked out Lane Kiffin and all those dudes. So I came out of nowhere. So, me going here, it wasn't a foregone conclusion. And so when I got here, the reality set in. Now, I felt like not making a 300-yard shuttle and being in running shape is the most disrespectful thing you could do. That's what my mind was thinking. Mm-hmm. I wanted to make it. I knew it was hard, right? I knew it was taxing. And I remember talking to Dennis Ryan, who is the equipment guy, or at least at that time was the equipment guy for the Minnesota Vikings. I think he still is. And Scott Studwell, who was working in the front office, and he was like, oh, that 300-yard shuttle is going to be hard. Rich Gannon told me that because I was working out with Rich Gannon because he was trying to rehab his shoulder. And so that's all I did is do the 300-yard shuttle. Now, Nebraska sent a weight program. I was like, man, I don't need that. Now, that was me because I'm thinking, I can ball till I fall, right? I felt like, I was a running back. I told Coach Brown and Coach, Osborne, I was like, why I wear number 6? And they were like, nah. I was like, because when I touch it, it's going to be 6 points. I mean, I was really feeling myself. You know what I'm saying?
That is incredible.
I was really feeling myself.
I love
right?
that from you. I yeah. love that from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I said almost. I said, listen, every time I touch it, that's good. It's probably going to be 6 points. I mean, I was really thought I was sweet. I really thought I was,
about that.
Yeah, about that. Now, I was at times, but Lawrence Phillips was about that too. He looked a lot different to me. And you know what's funny is I remember watching them against Florida State, and I hadn't committed to Nebraska yet. I was like, let me see what these dudes are doing. This is supposed to be the different year. I saw Lawrence Phillips. I said, I can do my thing. If that dude is only – if he's only a year older than me, yeah, I might think about something else. And, the story goes, I told Ron Brown, I ain't rolling around on the ground for nobody. Like I said, I'm 6 points. I need the rock. You know what I'm saying? I'm not coming there to do it. No disrespect, but you wasting my talents. Then I went to the defensive back room. Mike Minner was there, Tony Veland, Kareem Moss, Eric Stokes. Coach D was like, man, you ain't good enough right now. Kevin Steele, we didn't have a linebacker in our recruiting class. Kevin Steele looked me up and down. He's like, man, you got wide shoulders. You got a big frame. You want to play linebacker? I'm like, nobody else want me. I'll go. So I went in there. You know, sight unseen. I'm like Mike Riley. They say, hey, you want to coach Nebraska? Sure. It's in the United States. I'm here. You want to play linebacker? Cool. I ain't never played. I mean, that's literally how it went. Coach D, at that point in time, I had played 3 games at safety. That's in my whole high school career. And the way it works is, and this is how crazy sports is, Jason Kapsner was our quarterback. Leroy McFadden was like our fullback, tight end, H-back. And I was the running back. Leroy went to Michigan State, which I almost went. He's a year younger than me. Jason went to Michigan. He was a USA Today quarterback, the number one. He would have been a 5-star quarterback. He's the one that has his picture up there. And he went to Michigan. Trivia question. He was ahead of Tom Brady, not 1 year, but 2 years ahead of him on the depth chart. Still tell him you shouldn't have quit playing football. And then I was a running back. Well, Jason got hurt playing or in warmups. He had a weird, like kind of broke like a little bone in his foot, fracture. He's out for the rest of the season. We had to take our starting safety and put him to quarterback. Right? So then I got double duty. That's how I got my scholarship. So it was like with divine intervention or whatever. Well, the next thing you know, the first game I played against Lane Kiffin, Dave Watson, and all them dudes that are going all across the country. You know what I mean? They had 5 Division Ones. I started plucking them dudes off. I was a man on a mission. So when I got to Nebraska, man, it wasn't – I had a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. And I didn't know what I was getting into. Nebraska was ahead of the curve in the weight room. I mean, you know, when I went on visits to Wisconsin, yes, they worked hard and all that. And I went to Nebraska, like a practice at Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? And Wisconsin had made the Rose Bowl that year. They offensive linemen didn't look like them dudes that I seen in Nebraska. The way they practiced and how physical and fast, Wisconsin was not like that. And Wisconsin was, this is the breakthrough year. Yeah. Breakthrough year for them. That was the big difference. And when I got here, let me tell you something. I saw the difference the first day. I was like, I got to get in the weight room. Now, I'm going to tell you this before we go to break. I was hard-headed because came in as freshmen. I was just excited to be in a room where I was getting coached. Like, reality set in that running back position. I ain't going to do that. And then we had Chevin Wiggins, Dave Reddick. We had some good wing backs, and I was not going to be doing that. I saw Abdul Muhammad led the team in receiving, 27 catches. I said, this got to be a misprint. Bro, I got more than 27 catches right now in high school. I need the rock.
That's 57 or 87, right?
I could score. I could put the ball in the end zone. So then I went, then I'm playing. Then we had freshman camp, and I'm the only linebacker, and I'm doing all right. I'm thinking, okay, this college thing ain't that bad. Linebacker ain't that bad. It was so bad that here's what's funny. Here's what people don't know. Ron Brown thought he was going to get me to play wingback. He did. He gave, like, when you're a freshman, they just give you a number.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I had number 7. That was Reggie Ball's number. Like, ooh. I was going to be his backup. I said, bro, listen, I am not playing wingback. No, ain't happening. So I was linebacker number 7. As a
pretty
red shirt.
That's pretty baller.
Yeah, as a red shirt. Like, but nobody cared, trust me. But I made sure I got spatted up, though. That was the first time, get spatted up when we had it. And then, so the freshman 3 or 4 days, I did good. And then that varsity came in. That's like when Matt Rhule said, we got some dudes that were fast. Now, I wasn't that fast coming out of high school. They're fast. They need to get bigger. That was me.
Mm.
I needed to start eating and lifting. And then one thing led to another. So the spring is huge, man, for these guys. Now, I was lucky enough to have a linebacker room that was player-led. Everybody held each other accountable. They had a standard. Coach Samuel had a standard. Coach McBride had a standard. So I had to get in where I fit in or I was going to stick out like a sore thumb and, end up working out for myself. I think we're going to take a quick break, come back, because there's an interesting story that I want to tell people about spring ball, about what I view as one of the greatest running backs in Nebraska history and competition and how he dealt with it. And how, when I just said, you either had to get in where you fit in or you get ghost. Nobody ever talks about this guy where he's at. But people assumed that he was going to take his spot. after that, you know, after we actually, I think after we won, after the Orange Bowl in 93 when we were in 94. So Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.